Trade is suffering as firms use up the inventories they had built up in anticipation of higher tariffs. Expect more of this in 2019. But what really matters is firms' long-term investment plans as they begin to lower their exposure to countries and industries that carry high geopolitical risk or face unstable rules. There are signs that an adjustment is beginning. Chinese investment into Europe and America fell by 73% in 2018. The global value of cross-border investment by multinational companies sank by about 20% in 2018. The new world will work differently. Globalization will lead to deeper links within regional blocs. Supply chains in North America, Europe, and Asia are sourcing more from closer to home. In Asia and Europe, most trade is already intra-regional, and the share has risen since 2011. Asian firms made more foreign sales within Asia than in America in 2017. As global rules decay, a fluid patchwork of regional deals and spheres of influence is asserting control over trade and investment. The EU is stamping its authority on banking, tech, and foreign investment, for example. China hopes to agree on a regional trade deal this year, even as its tech firms expand across Asia. Companies have $30 trillion of cross-border investment in the ground, some of which may need to be shifted, sold, or shut. Fortunately, this need not be a disaster for living standards. Continental-sized markets are large enough to prosper. Some 1.2 billion people have lifted themselves out of extreme poverty since 1990, and there is no reason to think that the proportion of paupers will rise again. Western consumers will continue to reap large net benefits from trade. In some cases, deeper integration will take place at a regional level than could have happened at a global one.